everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kelly O Show. If that makes any sense, I am recording this introductory episode to really basically reintroduce myself for those of you that are starting to tune into this show and not having heard our episodes from when we were called Fitfluential Radio. And also to tell those of you that have been listening, you know, what's going on? Why the rebranding? Why is this now called the Kelly O Show? What's been going on? And I'm going to give you a preview of what our focus is going to be on this show, because we are definitely, I've been spending a lot of time fine-tuning exactly what I want this show to be, because I definitely feel that I have been called to make an impact and reach a lot of women out there and help them evolve in the ways that I have, because my life has changed so dramatically over the past several of years. And it's changed by going through a hell of a lot of storms, as I refer to in the intro to this show now. But I'll tell you a little bit about, again, past, present, and future. And of course, if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. But you heard me say in the new intro to the show that my goal is to inspire women to achieve excellence in mind, body, and business. And we're really picking up where we left off, or where I left off with Fitfluential Radio, and expanding that in some regards, but also maybe niching down a little bit more. For those of you that are just starting to listen now, Fitfluential is the company that I founded back in 2011. And we were because I've since shut that company down, I decided I wanted to move on and do new things that I was passionate about. But with Fitfluential, long and short of it, for those of you that were not familiar with it, we were the first ever fitness influencer network. I founded the company after being in corporate sales for most of my adult life, and started the company. I called myself the single most unexpected entrepreneur on the planet, the most unprepared entrepreneur on the planet. That might not be true. I'm sure there's other unprepared entrepreneurs out there, but I was very unsure of myself, kind of, you know, hey, let's just throw this against the wall and see if it works. But we ended up striking gold, and we just were very, very busy right out of the gate. And I'm proud to say, I'm proud to say now, it took me a while to get there, but I founded a profitable seven-figure business that we ran for the better part of 6-7 years, executing over 700 successful blogger campaigns. That's what we call them nowadays. We call them influencer campaigns with fitness companies of all sizes. And it was good while it lasted, but the truth is, I'd say about 4 years in, it stopped being fun for me. And I really never gave myself permission to even consider doing anything else. It was launching the podcast that was the first step for me to actually do what I wanted. And when I started the podcast, I just so enjoyed it. This is a medium, interviewing people, talking on whether it's my YouTube channel, talking on back in the day, Snapchat, if it's Instagram, it's Facebook Live. It's just something that comes very natural to me. Maybe it's from being in the school play in high school. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's just because I'm, as my mom says, a drama queen. You know, who knows? But this is just a very natural way for me to communicate. And I remember after finalizing like the first 10 or 20 episodes, I would constantly get that feedback from guests that they would say, wow, of all the interviews I've done, this one was the most fun, or this one was the most casual, it was the most easygoing. And I really felt like I'd found something that really worked for me that I liked to do. But yet I still was tied down being busy running this company, Fitfluential. So without getting into any details, you know, the year of 2017 and 2018 were 2 years of extreme change, chaos, and turmoil, unrest, upset. I could go on and on and on, but some really, really tough years for me with a lot of change and disappointment, betrayal, learning tough lessons, people coming in and out of my life that were, had ulterior motives. I'll say it like that. I had to learn some really, really tough lessons. It was two of the worst years of my life. I try to not say that as much because I'm really focusing in my life now, and I'll have whole podcast episodes on this. I'm focusing on not, you know, talking a lot about the bad stuff, but sometimes because when you spend time looking back, when you spend time talking a lot about the bad things in your life that happened in the past, that's where all of your energy is going. That's where all of your focus is going. And that's what's replaying in your mind. And there really is something, whether you think it's hoo-ha or not, about manifesting what's going on in your brain. Like what you think about, you bring about. It really is true. When you focus on where you're going versus where you've been, that's kind of where the car starts to go. You've got to steer the car, your figurative life car, where you want it to go. And certainly I've been somebody who has spent an inordinate amount of time looking back and whining about all the bad stuff that happened. And it wasn't until I snapped out of that and changed my mindset that my life started to turn around. And those are parts of what is going to be the foundational aspect of this show, is teaching all of you these life lessons, business lessons, personal, professional lessons, financial lessons, all of these things that I've learned that have improved me as a human being. I want to teach that to you because I have to tell you, the woman I've become now, I love her. The woman I've become now is strong, confident, powerful, assertive, but still the same loving, giving, loyal person I was. I'm just not a doormat anymore. And when you are a doormat and also a workaholic, those are two words I'd use to describe myself when I was running Fitfluential, and it's no good, you know, and those are lessons that I want to pass on because I see a lot of women in the business space, whether they work in corporate America or they're pursuing their own business, working themselves to death. And it's been glorified, you know, the hustle mindset, the busy, get after it mindset, like it sometimes can go to the extreme. So I'm here to talk to you guys about balance and finding real happiness and joy in your life. I'm going to outline everything we're going to talk about, but that's just giving you a little bit for those of you that are new, but also for those of you that have been around a while. You know, what's been this transition? Why was there a transition? So the truth is, you know, again, after 2 years of chaos, I finally gave myself permission. It was after working with a business coach and a therapist that I finally realized I'm allowed to do what I want to do. And if I no longer want to run this company and do influencer campaigns, and if I want to do my own individual thing, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to move on and stop living my life out of some sort of obligation. And it was when I started taking steps to do what I wanted that it was literally like a 7,000 pound weight was off of my back. It was some of the best decisions I ever made. So fast forward to this year, I decided to take the things that I love, to keep the things that I love in my business and personal life. And, you know, like they say, I love that quote that is talking about what Michelangelo was doing when he was carving the David. He said, "I just cut everything out of the marble," I'm paraphrasing, "that wasn't David," right? And that's goes with life. You've got to get rid of the bad crap in your life to make room for the good stuff. You've got to do some cleansing. You've got to get rid of the bad people and replace it with good people and so on and so forth. That goes across the board. And I did that with my business, with my personal life, with everything. I had to make room and I had to make decisions. And so one of the things I decided I wanted to do was I really love the podcast. And I'd gotten so many compliments. People would write to me saying that the show had changed their life in some way. They'd gleaned some kind of information that helped their daughter or their husband or them or you know, and I realized there was such a need to still share the types of topics I was sharing, because even just this past week, I reshot a vlog for my YouTube channel on my bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment, because the original video I shot 4 or 5 years ago, which was just, "Hey, here's my experience on bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment," that's such a mouthful. I get probably 10 new comments a week now, or people writing me privately from literally all over the world asking for help with hormones. So these topics that we started covering on Fitfluential Radio are topics I'm still going to cover here. And let me just, maybe now would be a good time for me to share with you, when I say that we're going to cover topics so that we can inspire and motivate women to achieve excellence in mind, body, and business, what are some of the topics I'm going to be covering? Let's start with body, because that's the perfect bridge from what we talked about with Fitfluential Radio. So Fitfluential Radio started off with a focus towards fitness, but it really became that our topics were more about the bigger picture. And I still feel that way. When you get older, but also truthfully, this is not just age oriented, there's a bigger picture to how you get fit. It's becoming so much more widespread that women and men of all ages are experiencing health issues, autoimmune disorders, hormonal imbalances, cortisol issues. We lead such stressful lives. Again, this can go back to business, where we are not getting enough sleep. We're staying in underneath artificial light in offices all the time, working crazy hours. Our days are full of stress. Our cortisol is elevated. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So getting fit, it's no longer just, "Hey, cut back on your calories and work out." For so many people, that equation isn't going to work anymore. There are issues that are popping up with women and again with men all over the place. Things like women experiencing breast implant illness, you know, and that's affecting their hormones. Or a lot of women, you know, having issues. We did some interviews about hormonal birth control, how that affects you, how stress affects your hormones, and what's the situation when you hear adrenal fatigue? What does that mean? How do you get that? What is cortisol? What affects cortisol? So when we talk about body, yes, we're going to talk about fitness, and yes, we're going to absolutely have some amazing fitness experts. I'm passionate about fitness. I just know better that you really have to look at your entire life, your sleep, your stress, your food, the quality of your food, your supplementation, all of that thing, the level of your nutrition, all of that goes into what's going to happen when you have your macros on point and you're working out. It all is important. So we'll be covering, I'm going to say, fitness, but more from a health and wellness perspective, looking at that bigger picture with all kinds of experts on the show. And I will also share my personal experience. And a lot of times we're going to go on site and do interviews on site with my doctor, with other doctors. We'll be on the road. We'll be interviewing experts of all kinds, folks like, and we'll be investigating things like acupuncture and cryotherapy and just everything you can imagine under the sun that's the latest and greatest ways for us to improve our health and wellness. We'll obviously discuss hormones. Again, I talked about the big picture. As well, underneath body, I'm going to put, this is kind of the more fun stuff, right? When you start down that path of becoming healthier and fitter, then you want to start taking better care of yourself. So I do really enjoy things like skincare and makeup and hair, and really so much of my audience that's always been tuning in does. So we are absolutely going to explore these of interest to females topics. We're going to be discussing elective cosmetic procedures just so that you can make informed decisions. We will be discussing, you know, everything under the sun that you can do for your skin, for your hair. And this can be from a health perspective and then also a beauty perspective, right? So we'll talk about, you know, things that happen with your hair when you get older, issues that you deal with when your hormones are, not balanced, when your skin starts not looking the way you want it to, when you deal with acne issues as an adult because of your active lifestyle, things like that. Those are all topics we will be covering, as well as interviewing incredible experts and potentially bringing some companies and their founders on the show as well. So that's going to be some of the stuff we'll be talking about under body. And of course, we'll be talking about nutrition, food. We'll be having some people on the show that will inspire you and teach you how to cook. We'll be on location. And again, the goal here is not, I don't want to show you a bunch of diet recipes. I want to show you how to eat and drink and enjoy your life while getting healthy and fit. Because to me, again, let me take it back to the big picture. Fitness is not just about deprivation and punishment. Fitness should be about wellness and about health. And when you understand and you're always looking at it from the bigger picture, you realize, like, we should be able to have a glass of wine on the weekends. We should be able to go out and have a cheeseburger if we want to. If you're so uptight and obsessed and freaking out about everything, you're defeating the purpose of pursuing health and wellness. And that's something we're always going to drive home as far as messaging. What are we going to be talking about when I say achieving excellence in the mind? We will definitely, again, to take it back and talk about the big picture, work-life balance. I referenced this at the beginning of this episode, and I said that, you know, it has become so clear to me. How did I end up with adrenal burnout? I ended up with adrenal burnout because all I did was work. I mean, literally, all I did was work. I will tell you in more detail on that show what I mean. I mean, like, I didn't leave my house. And this was never anything that I intentionally said, like, hey, I'm going to get up, I'm going to work, I'm going to start a business. It's going to be successful, but I'm going to stay in my office and never leave. And my car is only going to have 4,000 miles on it every year. And I'm never going to date. That nobody intends to have a life like that. It's just very easy, I would say, particularly in America, to get to that place where work becomes an unhealthy balance. And as women, it is very typical for us to not make our health a priority, our social life a priority, our self-care a priority. We can tend to put ourselves last. And I was the poster child for people pleaser, putting myself last and running myself into the ground. It's no fun place to be, people. It's really not. So we're definitely going to be talking a lot about, how to achieve balance, but really more symmetry, I'd say. You know, it's less about, you know, because balance is going to look different for everybody. It's just how to make a life that you enjoy. Because if you don't have joy and happiness in your life, what's the point? When I look back at my years of being a workaholic, never leaving my house, working out of my robe every single day, I just think, what was the point? I have nothing to show for it. And now my life is by design. I've met the love of my life and I'm experiencing joy and fulfillment. And that was part of what helped me make bigger decisions to change what I'm doing with my businesses, because I want to spend more time with my man. I want to travel. He's my priority, not spending all of my time behind my stand desk. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk a lot about stress reduction. Stress is a huge, huge, huge problem in this country. It's causing sleep issues. It's causing health issues. It is probably not as understood as it should be as far as the impact it has on your health. I've dealt with stress causing migraines in my life and stomach problems, and it is not worth it. So learning how to manage stress and decrease stress is definitely something we're going to talk about from every perspective, from a physical perspective, psychological, spiritual, everything you can imagine, ways that we can manage stress better. Because here's the deal, stressful stuff happens in life all the time. It truly is a matter of how you manage it. How do you manage when stuff happens? And it is manageable. Don't kid yourself. It is manageable. We'll talk about practices, meditation, how to become more self-aware, how to become more confident, your self-talk, your inner dialogue. These are all things that a lot of us ladies struggle with, and it can be a major cause of anxiety, which can be, again, something that has an effect on your health. Take it back to the big picture. Why are we talking about this? We'll talk about confidence. We'll also have some guests from a course that I have developed. So I've created a course, and I'll do a whole show on this, based on my passion to help women become more confident in their business. And I've had a lot of fantastic guests who have been part of the private group for my course, which is called The Opposite of Nice Isn't Nasty, Sales and Business Training for Women Who Want to Earn Their Worth. And I'm going to have a lot of those experts on the show because part of what I'm going to be talking about, and I'm already segueing to the business part, I feel very passionate about encouraging women to pursue their passion in business, whether it is in corporate America, if you're working for somebody else, you know, hitting those glass ceilings, going for more, asking for the raise, asking for the promotion, going for what you want in corporate America, or maybe it's, hey, I don't like my job, so starting a side hustle so that you have extra money. Why would I encourage that? Because if you are at a dead-end job that you hate and or you're not making the money that is working for your life and or you have a horrible commute or any of all of the above, right? That's going to be high stress. When you have high stress, your health is in the crapper, okay? That's why I'm saying I want to encourage women to become stronger financially and better in business, whatever that looks like. So if that means it's a side hustle, if that means that you start a blog because you have a passion and you could end up making an extra $500, maybe, you know, $1,000 of discretional income a month, that's cool. If it means starting your own business and growing it or developing several streams of income and learning how to do that, learning how to pay off debt, grow your money, invest your money. These are all things that women are not typically talking about. They're not typically comfortable talking about money problems or job problems. And they usually, many of us, I was one of them, are people who just go with the status quo. It's like, I've got a good job. I don't want to mess it up. This is good. I'll just stay here. But really, every single time I've done a poll on the Kelly O Show social platforms or my own, typically 85 to 90% of women will say they do not like their job. They do not feel they're paid what they're worth. They don't like the job environment. They don't like the politics. They don't like the commute. They definitely wish they could pursue something else, but they haven't pursued improving things at work. They don't want to quit, and they don't know how to start earning money or going down the entrepreneurial route. So they're just staying in this bad environment. The same thing could be said for a personal relationship. If you're in an unfulfilling personal relationship, you should try to make it better. And if it can't get better, you should leave because there are better things for you. We need to stop settling. That is going to, let's take it back to the big picture. Say it with me. When you settle and you're unhappy and you're miserable, that's anxiety, that's stress, that's crappy health. Nobody's got time for that. Why do we want to be happy and healthier? Because when we are all in our zone of genius and happy and healthy and excited and you're talking like me right now and you're full of passion and excitement and energy, that's when you're making an impact on the world. So it's not just about being selfish and doing this for you. You're doing this for everybody else in your life and the people around you. So it's not selfish to pursue your own happiness and your own fulfillment. That's when you do more for others around you. Does that make sense? I know it does. So back to the mind, we're also going to talk, I have some of these, I had to make sure I wrote down some of the topics so that you'd know it's coming. You know, we're also going to talk about, this is where we tie it to, you know, the fitness stuff, emotional eating, disordered eating. We've got guests coming on the show to talk about the issues that women have with body image, body dysmorphia. I've suffered from that for years. So lots of experts from both a fitness perspective, a mindset perspective, a body perspective, and so on. And then lastly, in business, I already framed this for you. We'll have a lot of folks on here. I'll be interviewing women who have successfully pursued what has improved their life financially. And by that, I mean, again, this could be folks that work in corporate America who have, you know, designed a new job for themselves where they work or found a way to move up and, you know, go from being CMO to CEO. There could be women that I interview on the show that have developed a side hustle that has been a game changer for them. There are women who have developed a side hustle that turned into a full-time hustle and they left their job. You'll hear interviews with influencers and bloggers who that's what has enabled them by really building that blog or that influence online, it's enabled them to quit their job and replace that income. Not everybody that I interview is going to be a millionaire. Lots of people will be making a solid income. Some people are just simply replacing what they were doing at their job, but they're cutting out the commute. They're cutting out the politics. They're cutting out the office environment, and they're living their life on their own terms. So we're going to have all types of interviews to that effect, side hustles, folks that have started their own company, successful influencers, you name it. And again, the reason that I will be interviewing people like this is to encourage other women who are in a dead-end job, are looking at maybe after a divorce, what do I do? How do I start earning money? How do I get out of debt? All of these issues are to encourage women to become independent and stronger financially so that they can pursue what they want and live life on their terms. Because take it back to the bigger picture. When you do that, you're going to be happy and joyful, and your health will be in a more abundant state versus when you are at a dead-end job and you hate your life, you're going to be full of stress and anxiety and your health is going to be in the crapper. Nobody's got time for that. I think I've covered pretty much everything. Hopefully that outlined for you where I'm coming from when I say this show is dedicated to serving all of the women who tune in on a regular basis and encouraging and inspiring you and hopefully motivating you to step out of your comfort zone, start saying, you know what, to get the things in my life that I've never had, you know, I'm going to say it, to get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. You've got to start making big changes. And that's the goal of this show, is to educate you and motivate you to achieve excellence in mind, body, and in business. Because I think all three of those areas are intertwined. They affect each other. And when you focus on all three, because that's what you have to do. You've got to focus on all three. Too many of us, we don't even realize one area is lacking. We could be doing great in business, but our body and our mind are in a crappy place. Or maybe we're doing great in mind and body, but we have absolutely no money and we're broke. It's got to be in all of these areas. And that's what this show is dedicated to. So I've given you a background of where we came from with Fitfluential Radio. We are now called The Kelly O Show. Why? Because me, I'm Kelly O. And incidentally, just so that you know, when I started my blog back in 2007, I don't know why I did this, but my blog was kellyolexa.com. It was a blogspot.com blog. For those of you that have been blogging for a long time, you know what that's all about. That platform is gone. But I remember my website said, kellyolexa.com, welcome to the Kelly O Show. And I put no thought into it. I just did it. Kind of like my YouTube channel, my YouTube videos back in the day. But it just was such perfect timing. And I needed this show. I don't want to say I needed the show. This show is, it's my show. It's about me and about what I'm passionate about and my lessons and my guests and my friends and, you know, pursuing my passion. And my passion is helping women come out of their comfort zone and achieve things they never, ever thought they could do in mind, body, and business. So I am super ridiculously excited about this show. I can't wait to hear what you think about some of these first episodes that are going live. We are going to be doing a lot of shows. My goal is to have one show live every single day, Monday through Friday. I'm sure my assistant right now is listening to this going, Kelly, Alexa, what are you doing? Because people always tell me to aim smaller, but this is one of my favorite things to do is the podcast. So looking forward to hearing what you guys think. We've got new shows going live next week, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you love this show after you've listened to some of the episodes, and I do hope for those of you that are new, go back and listen to some of the first 100 episodes. We have some stellar interviews with some amazing people, great experts. I promise you, you will learn a ton. And of course, if you have any questions, if you want to nominate someone for me to interview, if you want to invite us to come on location to see you, feel free to email my assistant, Angie@KellyAlexa.com. You can use that same email if you are inquiring about future sponsorship opportunities on this show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and I will see you next time on The Kelly O Show.